Stoke India have made it 4 wins in a row now by beating the West Indies into the quarterfinals.
Absolutely.
Your thoughts on their performance?
Yeah, India on a roll, you know. And they're certainly not only going to qualify for the quarterfinals, but making a strong case of them certainly being in the semis. And as predicted, the 4 teams that predicted, India, New Zealand, Australia and South Africa, are going to be there.
Do you think it was good that they were tested a little bit by the West Indies?
Yes, indeed, because they're, you know, no game is going to be easy from now on. You know, but once they're in the quarters, they just need 3 good games to win the cup. There's a slogan in India on television saying, "Won't give it back." You know, and they're trying to live up to that image.
They certainly are, and for me, for the bowling really continues to impress. What about you?
Absolutely. Well, that's why they improved the bowling and the fielding. The strength was always there in the batting, but it's the bowling and the fielding that was weak before. And now, you know, I'm so glad that they've improved on those two, on the weaknesses. And that's why they're looking such a strong team. They're looking the team to beat, really. You know, they've set the benchmark for all the, including Australia, New Zealand, South Africa.
And they finished now by playing Ireland and Zimbabwe. Do you think they would maybe try and change the team a little bit, give some others a chance, or stick with this winning combination?
Well, winning combination. They may try and rest one of the people. Akshar Patel might get a chance, instead of Jadeja and so on and so forth. They want to change the team dramatically, unless someone is injured or something like that, or somebody is half injured, you know, wanting to give a rest. Otherwise, they'll try and give the other batters some practice, because the later batters haven't really come on. The Dhonis of this world and, you know, the late Jadejas haven't had much of a chance. They come with one over to spare. So they haven't had a chance to get practice out in the middle. So they may well bat higher up the order, yes.
And finally, Farooq, what have you made of some of the other games that you've seen over the last few days? You know, Zimbabwe, Ireland,
I'm glad Ireland have put up a bit of a fight here and there. So Scotland. It's lovely to see these winners, so-called winners, rub shoulders against the better teams of the world. That's the only way they're going to improve. And it's lovely to see them perform at the big stage.